بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهة الاحتباء يوم الجمعة. This is the next chapter, and this is on that it is makruh, undesirable to make ihtiba on day of Jum'ah or any, at any other time also, that a person sits on his back, his buttocks, and lifts up his knees, and he holds his hands around his knees to make a stand like that, to sit like that. This is also undesirable. Wal imamu yakhtubu. Then while the imam is giving khutbah, many people sit like that. لِأَنَّهُ يَجْلِبُ النَّوْمُ, because that pulls sleep to a person. That's like a sleeping stand. Maulana Ahmed Laad Sahab, Damat Barakatum, gave an example, like the buses that move, and wherever there is a bus stand, they have to stop there. Whether there is a passenger getting on or not, but they have to just stop there, and then they carry on. So this is like a sleep stand. If you sit like that, you are pulling sleep to you. And even if sleep actually is not coming, but just a little, you doze off. And so that is undesirable, it is makruh. لِأَنَّهُ يَجْلِبُ النَّوْمُ فَيَفُوتَ إِسْتِمَاعِ الْخُطْبَةَ. Then a person won't be listening to the khutbah, because now he's dreaming, he's gone in some other world. وَيَخَافُ انْتِقَادُ الْوُضُوءِ. And also there is a great fear that a person's wuzu will break. Even if he didn't pass wind, but when a person falls asleep, his wuzu is broken. So if you sit in that position, so you are inviting sleep, because it's a sleeping stand, and then sleep is going to come to you. So a person must be careful for that. And then, of course, it also we know that many times you actually hear a person snoring while the bayan is carrying on Juma time or khutbah time, and if you dare tell that person we'll make wuzu, you start a fight in the masjid. The person doesn't want to accept, and then you are making namaz without wuzu. So, and you are not listening to the khutbah, etc. So this is also highly undesirable. A person must be very careful, and many people lean against the wall also. Sit at the back on the sides and lean against the wall. That also pulls sleep to a person, and the person becomes unmindful. So we should be careful of that. Our namaz must be made with wuzu. Otherwise namaz is not made, and it's a dangerous thing that a person makes namaz without wuzu. And then a person doesn't listen to the talk, etc. عن معاذ بن أنس الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه. حضرت معاذ بن أنس الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه says أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن الحبوة يوم الجمعة. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from hibwa. Hibwa is that same to sit like that. That a person sits on his buttocks, lifts his knees up, and then he puts his hands around them. That is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from that, because that puts sleep to a person. Wal imamu yakhtubu, while the imam is giving khutbah. Sitting in this posture, described in the hadith, easily brings on sleep, which will deprive a person of the benefit of hearing the khutbah. Now he won't be listening, he'll be in another world. One's wudu may also be nullified. Necessitating a fresh wudu before the salah commences, causing difficulty to oneself and others. Usually, Jummah crowd is full, masjid is full. And if you are sitting somewhere in the first, second surf, and you sat like that, and you fell asleep, now you have to go out to and make wudu. It's an inconvenience to you, inconvenience to other people. Some masjids get very full, especially if you are in Masjid An-Nabawi, Haram Sharif, then where are you going to go and make wudu? So therefore, we should not sit in that position. And we should try to be as fresh as possible when we go for Jumu'ah. A Muslim should remain in the appropriate physical and mental state which enables him to benefit maximally from the Jumu'ah sermon. The khutbah also, like mashallah, the namaz also, how our Imam Sahib read surah, the first surah of Amma Yatasa'alun, and what subject matter there is in there. Then if a person pays attention, he will be in the world of the akhirah. He will be with Allah Ta'ala. He will fear for himself, his condition. So Jummah khutbah also is like that. The pre-talk also is supposed to be like that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا